Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Steve Robertson on the Out of Bounds Show talking MSU sports. All right, let's switch gears to football, Steve. Okay, can you tell our listeners about Rashad Amos, the tailback out of the MAC?
Yeah, you know, of course, he originally signed with South Carolina. He's a native of Georgia and played sparingly there. Wanted to leave somewhere and go get some playing time. He goes to Miami, Ohio, and what does he have, 13 touchdowns and 1,075 yards rushing. And Mississippi State clearly has a need. I mean, you know, Woody Marks leaves and goes to USC. Seth Davis tears the ACL in the Egg Bowl and, you know, wants to come back. But even if he's able to get back this year, I mean, he's not going to be 100%. You know, best of luck to the kid. But, you know, Jeff Levy can't count on that, right? And so then basically you've got Kevon Lee and Jeffrey Pittman, who have been role players for you, are kind of trying to step up here and lead this group. And so they had to get an influx of talent. And I don't know that they're done. I think if they can get another running back that provides value, they probably go there too. And I asked Levy specifically, because I'd heard some things, you know, that running back was kind of okay. And he the smile left his face. And he goes, yeah, that group has got to get better. We have got to get better in the running back room. And then you go out and get Rashad Amos. And that's definitely a step in the right direction. And some people have him rated as the top running back prospect in the portal for the cycle. Of course, you know, there's going to be a lot more backs go in here in the next week or two once these spring games get over. But yeah, it's a great addition for State. I mean, you know, is he Anthony Dixon? No, but he is a guy that's probably better than what you have right now, at least from a production standpoint. I think he meshes well with that room, and I'm eager to see what they do with him.
Okay. He's a big boy. Seth Davis, there were rumors that he may not be able to play again. What have you heard?
Nah, he's going to be able to play. I mean, that's like, you know, there's some talk, too, that he may try to be back before, you know, middle of the season, that kind of stuff. I just don't think you rush that. And I think going out and getting Rashad Amos and maybe somebody else kind of lets that kid off the hook a little bit, too, right? I mean, he's a competitor and he wants to come back. But you know what? Everybody, especially as brutal as football can be, you really need that full year to heal. You know, you don't want this kid to feel like, hey, man, you got to go out here and get back on the field maybe before you're 100% and ready. Well, you go get this guy, then – that guy can focus on himself and just simply getting better. But, yeah, we fully expect him to come back to play. But, you know, it's probably going to be, you know, 2025 before we
right.
People recover it.
November 1 at the earliest. Okay, Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com, 247 Sports. There's a lot of chatter that the Colorado tight end that had to sit out transfer can be the real deal in Levy's offense. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I agree. And that was the thing last year, you know, when he showed up. I mean, you know, even though everybody knew he had to sit out because he had already used his one-time transfer exception. And, of course, then the rules change. You know, it's always so stupid. But anyway, yeah, he's the real deal, man. And just watching him.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Anywhere, like even in football functions, like you just see, you see people sometimes that kind of have a presence about them, you know, and I've had some interaction with him, and he certainly carries himself that way. Of course, he's got the accent, so it's a little bit different there. But when you see this kid out there kind of moving around, he's not a wide receiver that outgrew the position, right? He's more of a natural tight end, like a guy that was kind of born and bred to play this position. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that you just kind of slide them over just because of the fact that they've lost their foot speed because they've had so much weight. This is a kid that has long catch radius. This is a guy that is a very physical at the point of attack. And, of course, you know, he moves around a little bit, and you think to yourself, we haven't had a kid quite like this in a while. You know, he's probably one of the more athletic kids we've had play tight end. Even through the Dan Mullen era, I would kind of liken him to a bigger version of Marcus Green. You know, Marcus was a converted running back, but
okay.
Marcus very athletic at the position. But you know, Sadu is bigger and longer than Marcus Green, but that same level of athleticism.
Who? What wide receiver is getting the buzz out of spring practice? Receiving the buzz.
Well, they had a lot of talk about Mario Craver. Then he got a little bit banged up and was in you know, no contact for a while, but yeah, he's fine. I mean, he's a smaller kid. He's got to gain some mass, but he had some big days according to what, you know, the players say. Of course, we've only been able to watch 20 minutes of practice, you know? And so, it's not like it was under Leach. I mean, you could call Mike Leach up and he's like, yeah, come on, let's practice. I mean, you know, do whatever you want to do.
Right.
You want to call plays too, you know, but, yeah, it's a different dynamic with Jeff, and that's not a criticism. I think right now Jeff's just got to play the cards close to the vest and just kind of figure out, okay, let's get our staff on the same page, get our team on the same page before we kind of go show what, you know, this is all about. And so it all makes sense to me. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we're getting a lot of stuff secondhand, of course, because we haven't been able to observe the scrimmages. And I thought we may be able to watch the scrimmages, but, yeah, the bottom line is this, is Jeff Levy's got to put a good product in the field this fall. And if the media doesn't get to watch a scrimmage, so what? You know what I mean? I mean, we'd love to be able to tell everybody this guy's doing great or whatever, but, you know, Levy's doing what he thinks he needs to do to get this team ready to go win ball games this fall. We certainly support that.
All right. There's a battle between 5-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and then Suitors out of state. All the big names. What is the latest on the Caleb Cunningham recruitment, 5-star wide receiver out of Choctaw County?
Well, I honestly think the biggest competition is actually either Alabama or Georgia. And I think this is something that's going to take a long time to play out. To be honest with you, I thought he would have already committed to Mississippi State because of the personal relationships. But, you know, some people in his corner are like, hey, you know, listen, I know you love Mississippi State. I know you love, you know, Stonka and JJ, those guys are your boys, but you need to see this offense on the field before you go run and commit anywhere. And I think that's good advice. You know, it's like, of course, the Mississippi State fans are like, no, we got to get him, we got to get him, we got to get this guy in the rankings, right? But, you know, no matter what you feel about a school, when you've got a new staff and a new scheme, you need to see it in action before you say, okay, yeah, this is what I want to go do, you know? And so I think that's a byproduct of all of that. Is that he's going to wait the process out, probably take some visits. And, you know, yeah, I know Ole Miss is certainly making a push for him, but I think if he stays in state, barring something unforeseen, it's going to be Mississippi State. I think ultimately it will be the Bulldogs, but it's going to be a much longer process than people expected.
MSU hasn't had a playmaker at QB since Fitzgerald. What could this do for MSU as far as Levy trying to maybe steal a game in year one?
Well, I think, you know, Blake Shapen, like, the more you talk to people on and off the record, the more impressive he becomes. And I know when he committed, there was some talk. He's like, well, they're still going to continue to kind of court in the portal. But the thing that I have heard just talking to receivers, like, when he gets out there, like, if the ball placement is not exactly where he wants it, he's like, let's run it again. And like, but Blake, we caught it. No, that's not where that ball should be. Let's run it again. And that's what you have to have. I mean, you have to have a guy that wants perfection. You can't have a guy that just says, hey, what's good enough? Because just being good enough is never good enough in a Southeastern Conference. You've got to be elite. You've got to strive for perfection. And I think that what happens when you have a quarterback like that, then all of a sudden the point of reference changes for receivers. Now it's like, hey, instead of us just go play catch, it's like, no, this is where this has got to be. This pass has got to be exactly right here. And so it elevates everybody around him. And Will Rogers had some of those same attributes, but Will didn't have the arm that Blake Chapin has. But I'm eager to see what they do kind of challenging people down the field vertically. I'm really, really intrigued to see it. And I don't know how much of that you're going to see at the Maroon and White game. But I think this... God,
that'll be a snooze fest. Good Lord.
But you have some air raid concepts in this. But if you look at what Levy did at Oklahoma and even at Ole Miss, I mean, they would dial up some shots. And that's one thing that Mississippi State hadn't done a ton of, even when Mike Leach was...
Oh. Okay. Is he going like full contact and everything Saturday?
They're going to be careful, man.
I agree with what Lane did and some others. Lane and them didn't even hit. I know they're in a different space, continuity, 5-year head coach, college football playoff possibly, but I wouldn't risk one player on that field on Saturday, Steve.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you got to get out there and kind of bump around a little bit, but I think Lane and those guys just kind of had like a holiday bazaar, I mean, it's like, we're just going to make it an event. We're going to do all this fun stuff. And I think it's a good thing to get people to campus. I mean, it's like, you're not going to learn a whole lot about the football team. But the reality of it is what do you ever learn about a team in a spring game?
You don't.
Right? I mean, do you remember the Kroom game that it was a 3-0 ball game and they had to actually like set up the field goal? I mean,
good,
it's like you don't learn
Lord.
Anything from watching spring games, I'd rather just watch the practice, right? I mean, you watch the practice, you can kind of see the concepts. But you run a spring game. I mean, Mississippi State's had Dak Prescott come out and throw a touchdown to Anthony Dixon in a spring game. Come on. It's just fun for the fans.
Right. Yeah, it's all baseball. And I would do 7-on-7 and call it a day. Okay. Steve, we'll see you in Starkville. Thanks, man. The show is brought to you by the Amazing Wings and Sandwiches. And wings. I said wings. Tacos at Two Brothers in Starkville. Good show today. Not a lot of sports, which I loved. Crawfish, the dock, mud bugs, crawfish, baby. Have a good day. And it's a Wings Wednesday, and it's always brought to you by Two Brothers and an ice-cold Budweiser or Michelob Ultra or, according to Hardy, the musician, an ice-cold Busch Light. Wings and Two Brothers. We'll see you tomorrow.
At Estelle Southern Table at the West End Jackson, they believe in creating memories. Whether you're celebrating a special occasion or just enjoying a night out, their attentive and friendly staff are here to make your experience unforgettable. From their signature fried chicken to the mouth-watering shrimp and grits, every bite tells a story of culinary excellence. Estelle Southern Table is open every day, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Learn more today at EstelleJackson.com or call 769-235-8400. Savor the richness of their Southern-inspired dishes at Estelle Southern Table at the West End Jackson.